Good morning, everyone. 9:16 straight up on the Mary Griffith Show as we begin another day of broadcasting here. And we have got Laura Sievert with Arts Quincy. And we always have our Arts Beat media segment this morning, Wednesday mornings. And there is a lot going on. We talked about Christmas in July with the district this morning, but we haven't mentioned Blues in the District. So let's talk about the next Blues in the District show. Downtown in the district. Laura Sievert, what can you tell us all about that?
Yeah, the Travis Reed Band is going to be here this weekend. And, you know, blues has been really well attended this year, and it's been helped by not having too many just super hot days. I mean, it's been pretty pleasant, you know, especially in the evening. So it's a great time to get out and enjoy some live music, you know, bring your picnics or buy from the vendors on site. I tend to do kind of a little bit of both of those things when I go to blues. But the crowds, you know, after 25 years of this, I just can never believe how many people pack into Washington Park for this event. TCBYs and Big Bros Barbecue will be there. Big Bros, man, gosh, you're good. I might have to go for some of that. I'm like, sure, there's music, but there's also barbecue. And Children's Museum is going to be there with cool, fun activities for everybody. So going to be a lot of fun, and I think it'll be packed as always.
Okay, and that is this Friday night, the Travis Reed Band, and then August 9th, the Levittown will perform, and they'll close it out August 23rd with Rick Berthod. I hope I'm getting his name right. But anyway, Blues in the District. Friday nights downtown in Quincy, and of course Christmas in July, Thursday night from 5:30 to 8:30 at the Quincy Brewing Company. Adams County Fair is going to be getting underway. We're going to talk about that with the market sale a little bit later here on the Mary Griffith Show, but let's talk about what the Old Time Association has planned. They're right there at the entrance.
That's right.
To the Adams County Fair. They're not technically on the fairgrounds. They're outside the fairgrounds. But they are collaborating to do a lot of great things at the Adams County Fair.
So here's something new. The Old Time Association, the Round Barn, is now a member of Arts Quincy. We actually helped them writing some grants coming out of COVID, and somebody said, well, are we a member? And I said, you could be. And they said, well, let's. So they're actually our newest member. And they fit right in because they're preserving the heritage in this area, particularly around folk art and folk crafts, so things that have been made in here for 100 to 150, 200 years.
Yeah.
So the barn has regular hours during the fair. Some demonstrations as well. On Friday at 5 p.m., they're going to do a live demonstration of wheat thrashing. And also the sawmill will be in action, and some folks will be showing some blacksmithing activities. So those demonstrations continue on Saturday about 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and then the rest of the fair long, there are regular hours to check out the museum. They are definitely working on fundraising there. They've got to put some they're trying to replace the entire roof, which is like an $80,000 project on a round barn. So they are working towards that. We're also helping them with some grant writing in that behalf. But we would love for you guys to support that. And they also have a tractor parade at Saturday. So it's on Saturday. So the fair is full of activities, but don't miss that round barn right at the entrance. And then if I can put a little plug in for some artists on display at the fair, check out the Domestic Arts building, which is one of the first ones inside of the entrance by the buildings that are all lined up. I was just out there last night. My kids entered 15 different categories. No, I guess seven and eight each. So different categories. So you'll definitely see some of my kids' art. I'm so proud of them. They did some cool stuff, but they've been working on them all summer. But overall, the entire building is full of art. Mm-hmm. You know, the entire building is full of great art. One of the activities that my boys and I did, Mary, is we went here across the street to the History Museum, and there's a garden, the architectural garden behind there. And one of the categories in the adult side is architectural photos. So my seven-year-old took some photos on my phone of the architectural garden here, and he has entered in the adult category of architectural photos. So if he brings home a ribbon in the adult category of architectural photos, he's going to be over the moon.
Wow, this is like, you know, Tiger Woods starting out when he was three and then becoming a golfing great. Okay.
The picture he picked, because he took a lot. You know, an iPhone, he can just go snapping them. The picture he chose is this lion out in the architectural garden behind the museum here, and I think you probably like it. Come check that garden out, too. It's open all the time.
It's open all the time. That's right.
Anyway,
so the Adams County Fair is getting underway tonight, and there's going to be lots of things going on, but do not miss the exhibits, especially the art exhibits and you know, the cooking exhibits and all that kind of stuff and all the 4-H and FFA projects. It's a lot of fun, and the Old Time Association is going to be in full gear right at the entrance to the Adams County Fairgrounds. They're not part of the Adams County Fair, but they're auxiliary to it. They're going to have a lot of things going on. And remember that the old Round Barn is open the second Sunday of every month, or you can call by appointment. So, but it'll be open all the time during the fair. So that is great. Also, something I'm excited about, John Anderson Film Festival. And it says here the long-lost movie, A House Divided, which I was in.
What? Wait, what? What was that little scratchy noise on the radio?
John Anderson filmed a movie in Quincy, and we all had to dress up in period Civil War, pre-Civil War costumes. I distinctly remember being part of this movie. Is this the movie they're talking about, A House Divided, or is this another movie? I don't know. I mean, I was such a child. My parents were friends with John Anderson, but I don't remember. He came to our house for dinner, but I was a little kid, you know?
What?
Yeah, well, he's from Quincy. I mean,
well, I just did not expect this whole story. But
yeah,
go ahead,
but I mean, I, you know, I wish now I knew more, but I, you know, when you're a kid, you don't pay attention. So anyway, John Anderson Film Festival is coming up, and it's over two Sundays, August 11th and August 25th at the Quincy Senior Center. The Historical Society puts it on, but until they get their elevator and their accommodations, they're going to have it at the wonderfully handicap accessible Senior Center. So tell us a little bit about the John Anderson Film Festival, from Gunsmoke to MacGyver, all the great roles that he's had. He's prolific. He was on Bonanza a lot.
I feel like I just want to let you do this because I don't know any of these shows. I've heard of MacGyver, but I'm a little on the young side to know some of this stuff. So I haven't seen all of it, but I think, like you said, it is award-winning and well-known and well-loved. Dr. Tim Jacobs is going to discuss his childhood here in Quincy and his path from Broadway to movie stardom. And also this missing movie, this House Divided. So now I'm a little intrigued myself.
So I think this may be the movie I was in.
Well, I mean, probably. I'm more interested in your story on this than my story on this.
I just don't remember very much about it because I was a kid.
So how?
I remember we filmed it at South Park. I think we filmed it at South Park, and I wanted to go wading in the creek instead of be in the movie.
Well,
you know,
it is a good creek.
Which is reminiscent of what happened. It was so funny when I was up at Niagara Falls. These people are trying to show their kids the falls.
Sure.
And this little girl is, her back is completely turned to the falls. We're right there at the falls. Her back is completely turned. She's screaming at the top of her lungs and fighting her parents as hard as she can because the seagulls, the birds, she wants to see the birds. She wants to play with the birds. And I'm just laughing because, you know, this child, I'm like, this child is just throwing a fit because she wants to see these birds.
I'll tell you
which
what.
Are a dime a dozen, but she won't turn her back and she won't turn around and look at Niagara Falls. So I said, oh, God.
All of us parents have been there.
I feel your pain.
When I was a lifeguard at Disney World in Florida, we used to have people get real excited about the birds, and they'd feed one bird, and then they'd get attacked by a thousand of them, so don't feed the birds,
yeah, because then they come in and they really start. So the John Anderson Film Festival is at the Senior Center on Sunday, August 11th and Sunday, August 25th. It usually starts around 2 o'clock, but it may have a different start time. I don't know. You'll have to check the Historical Society website. While I've got you there, would you please announce what the Arts Center is doing? Because they've got an exhibit up, but the time to see it is running low.
That's right. Just through August 3rd, so we're really running out of time on this, guys. They have the Wonder and Praise exhibit. It's a sculpture, painting, and quilt exhibit, as well as the Riverwork Project. I thought the Riverwork Project was pretty cool at Quincy Arts Center. It's a really diverse collection. There's quilts, knotted vessels, paintings, mixed media, and then Riverwork is a 300-foot long project which was a collaboration between 70 artists talking about the connections to the river, to the Mississippi River and other rivers in the area through this artwork. The local artists included include Faye Dant, Margaret Feston, KJ Jacoby, David Moss, Carol Clayman, Chris Taylor, Katie O'Neill, Danielle Thompson-Pope, and Ann Miller-Titus.
Okay. And one more thing for
I
you.
I have another. Oh, for me? Go ahead.
Well, there's a new sculpture installed at Hannibal
High School. I did see that. I had another one more thing, too. But
Nick Willett, who graduated from Hannibal High in 1997, he's put out different artwork on the campus, and he's got a new one that is inspired by trees, coral, and lightning. It's called Dematerialize, Manifest, and Transport. And it's a brightly colored red, blue, and yellow primary color sculpture. And so you can see that right there in the front lawn of Hannibal High School, right off the entrance to the auditorium where all the great artwork and the theater groups perform and the musical groups perform. So anyway, don't miss that.
Yeah, Hannibal does a good job with public art. There's lots of new installations. I've got one more if we've still got time.
Of course we do. We always have time for you.
We just wrapped a big season of Quincy Park Band, 76 year of Quincy Park Band with the Nauvoo Bagpipers last weekend. But we announced something special this year in collaboration with the Quincy Service Club. We are doing an extra park band concert on September 8th, our regular Sunday at 6:30, but it will be at the Flags of Honor area in memory of 9/11. So it is a special bonus performance of the Quincy Park Band. That's Sunday, September 8th. At the their 14th and Broadway.
14th and Broadway, Flags of Honor.
Yeah, Flags of Honor. So we'll be in that field doing a performance at 6:30. So love to see people come out and experience that. It'll be cool to play for we instrumentalists in that spot. So we'll send out some information about it. But we had a heck of a season at Park Band. It was my first year as the MC, stepping into the big shoes of Mr. Dan Sherman, and had a lot of fun.
Okay. Always something great. And if you want to learn more, artsquincy.org, artsquincy.org. Thank you. Coming up next, we'll talk about the Children's Museum and then the market animal sale at the Adams County Fair. It's all coming up on the Mary Griffith Show. Stay tuned. It's 9:30, and we've had a miscommunication. Amy Peters from the Quincy Children's Museum is not here. Of course, she may be getting ready for all the exciting things that are happening. That Children's Museum is going afire with everything that's going on. So Laura Siever's going to stay over for a few more minutes and talk a little bit more about the general art scene in the Quincy area. And you did mention that special concert for the Quincy Park Band September 11th. As we look
September
8th. Oh, well, September 11th is 9/11, yeah.
That's a weekday. We thought, Sunday,
keep
baby.
Keep it on Sunday. but as we look forward to the arts, there's so much that's happening.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that we didn't get to talk about earlier that I thought I'd put back on your radar is that the Quincy Area Youth Course has auditions coming up. Those are August 3rd. And, you know, singing in a choir teaches so much. It teaches teamwork and cooperation. It teaches kids how to overcome obstacles. It teaches them to manage stress and anxiety. That's something maybe people don't know, but you know, learning how to get up on stage and do something like singing in front of people is a big part of managing and coping with stress. And it's just a community that they can be a part of. So if you have a little singer that's singing along to every Disney movie you own, this is a really good opportunity. And the auditions, I think sometimes people get a little intimidated by auditioning.
Yeah, and they think, oh my, you have to be an accomplished voice.
Absolutely.
You know, they will teach you.
Well, and the whole idea of youth course is to get in there and learn. They don't expect you to be reading out of a manuscript and just belting it out the first day. The youth chorus, they've got two. So there's the kinder choir and the youth chorus, and they'll place you via grade and voice. Boys stay in this organization until their voices change, and then they go to the adult. But all they really have to do is prepare a piece of music to sing and show them what you got. So those who want to audition, just hop on QSOA and sign up for your time slot on August 3rd. But in addition to that, the symphony also is doing auditions for the adult chorus at the end of August. And then for instrumentalists, they're looking for instrumentalists all the time. They're always recruiting string players. There is no day that they will say no to a string player who can hang. So you can always talk to them about that. And on their website, they're also talking about needing a trombonist. So, and if they're full, if a section is full, you can always be added to the substitute list in case someone can't make a concert. So lots of opportunities to get involved with music. And
Quincy Community Theater has a live musical orchestra with this new musical, Newsies.
Absolutely.
Which opened last week. I usually go see it the first weekend, but I had to change my tickets because of being out of town. So I've had one person say it's the best show they've ever seen at QCT, and that's saying a lot. So,
well, and I think people don't understand that, you know, even in communities that have community theaters, it's rare to have a live pit orchestra. That's a hard thing to manage and to find the musicians that have the time for it. We were talking about it at Quincy Park Band. I think like 8 members of Quincy Park Band are in the pit orchestra, and that's true of all of we musicians. We're all in a lot of ensembles, you know. That's the other thing I wanted to talk about is we're getting real close to the start of the season for Quincy Concert Band. Quincy Concert, when I talk about this, we've got the pit orchestras, we've got the park band, we've got the concert band, we've got all these opportunities to play. So if you're a musician and you started here in Quincy, the great thing about Quincy Concert Band is it's a non-auditioned group. We don't want to be it's definitely good music. It's definitely sometimes very hard music, not always, but, you know, he always has a stretch piece in there for us. But the idea is if you are a little rusty and if you do want to get back into ensemble playing, we want to make a home for you at the Quincy Concert Band. Those start as soon as school starts, so it'll be the last Thursday in August is our rehearsals. We do about 8 weeks of rehearsals. There's one week where all the teachers are gone, so we don't have a rehearsal that week, and then we do a concert in late October. But talk about a musical legacy here. You know, I can't say enough about the 100 years of folks who have fundraised on behalf of the music to make all these things possible. So we'll keep talking about it, and you keep listening.
Okay. Thank you, Laura Sievert. Coming up, we're going to learn about the market animal sale at the Adams County Fair. But first, we're going to talk about prices of commodities. We're heading up to the IRSA Farmers Cooperative. This report is brought to you by the Illinois Soybean Association. It's 9:35.
I don't know who's coming.
Welcome back. It is 9:39, and one of my favorite things to do is to discuss agriculture with people who really understand agriculture. Denise Talkett is here. She's a farm girl, born and bred, and now she has a big city type of job, but she never is far from her farm roots. We're going to talk today about the market animal sale at the Adams County Fair. We'll talk with Denise in a minute, but first, Jacob Davis is here, put in a plug for his family business, Oak Furniture Gallery. But when he's not, I guess, making oak furniture, he's out on the farm. He is the beef ambassador. So welcome to the Mary Griffith Show. I'm so glad to have you, Jacob. Tell us a little bit about yourself, please.
So I'm Jacob Davis. I'm 18 years old, and like you said, I'm the son of Matt Davis, who owns Oak Furniture Gallery, and I help him in there, but I also spend a lot of time at the farm. We have beef cattle and then do row crop corn and beans, so I'm down there quite a bit, and it's a lot, but I keep busy.
So you're learning about off-farm and farm income.
Correct.
Okay. You're 18 years old. Where do you go to school?
I just graduated Liberty High School, and I'm going to attend John Wood Community College.
Good for you. Are you thinking about a career in agriculture?
Yes. I'm going to go to school out there at the Ag Center doing ag business, so I want to have a career in agriculture.
And then will you transfer perhaps to the University of Illinois?
I don't know yet, okay. But it might be in the plans.
Good for you. That's my alma mater, and that's a great school to go to for agriculture. So I wish you all the best. Jacob, talk about being the beef ambassador. This is a great way to hone your public speaking skills. How did you get selected to be the beef ambassador?
Oh, it is a great opportunity, and we had an interview, and I got nominated for it. So now I just kind of promote beef and the beef industry, and also try to help all the other kids that show at the fair and try to make things run smoothly and try to just promote more agriculture and more beef in order to more people get involved.
You know, I was just out in San Jose, California, in the Silicon Valley, and I will tell you, I went to the farmer's market in Campbell, California, and there were about 12 vendors selling seaweed, and there were only about 2 vendors selling beef. The vegetarian vegan craze has hit out there like nobody's business, but I did meet a man from Bowling Green, Missouri, who moved out there, and he doesn't have a farm out there, but he makes an agricultural product. He makes smoked salts and sugars. So believe it or not, I said, why don't you start up your factory back here in Bowling Green? They still have land here that they cash rent. So even nobody ever gets rid of their land. They may move to California, but they always keep those ties to the farm. So that is exciting. What kind of beef? Is it Angus? Is it Simmental? What have you got?
Yeah, Angus backgrounded beef.
Okay, of course, the best. Black is best, as we know. Double D, as I call her. Denise Talcott is here. Denise Donnelly Talcott, former broadcaster right here on WTAD. Left this job to have a family, but now is back in the workforce full time. But you are never far from the farm. And you've got the market animal sale that you want to promote. This is coming up pretty much at the end of the Adams County Fair. So tell us about this and how this works, because anybody can be part of this, right? You go out and you're basically donating money to these kids to help them with their careers at John Wood or wherever.
Right. It's kids like Jacob here that is the whole point of this market animal sale. It is Tuesday at the Adams County Fair. We encourage businesses, community supporters, all those who want to help further education in youth in ag specifically, to come have conversations with these kids. What I think is truly amazing is that you see so many of these youngsters with their animals for an opportunity for local business people to ask questions. You really learn how much they know about the ag industry and their animals when you come a little earlier at 5 o'clock. Of course, we'd love to make sure your bellies are fed before you spend all invest into that money that is furthering ag in our community.
And so the free dinner is served at 5.
Correct. And so our show then starts at 6. And when some people call it a market animal sale, it truly is a show as well. These kids show their animals in front of our community to show their hard work. And when you pledge monetary donations and invest into these kids, you give them a whole additional year of showing. And let's be honest, these kids form relationships with their animals. They have names. They have learned lessons. And it's all thanks to businesses in our community who choose to show up at this market animal sale and invest into our kids.
Because you're not actually buying the animal. In fact, the exhibitor keeps the animal.
Yeah. So lucky for our local business people, we have someone who runs the mic who understands the benefit of branding and advertising their business through kids. So yes, the animal stays with the student or the 4-H member, and you will get announced. We have signage. We have opportunities for us to shout out to local businesses as a thank you for your donation. But I think what truly speaks louder than any of that is you leave there knowing that you made a difference, not only in our community, but in a kid's life. And that is priceless.
And so, Jacob, some exhibitors will go on maybe to the state fair. If you win in Adams County, do you automatically take your animal to the state fair? Is that an automatic thing, or is that at the exhibitor's choice?
Yeah, great question. So this is where sometimes a little bit of confusion is had, is this market animal sale is completely different than the 4-H shows like you're referring to, right?
Okay.
Because in the 4-H show, if you work really hard and your animal does really well, you could go to state if you wanted to. You could also obviously go on open shows too. But this is specifically those who are wanting to breed again in the coming year.
Okay, so this is, for example, will it be a steer or will it be an unaltered? I mean, in other words, if you're keeping this animal, so if you've got a girl, a heifer, right? Is that the right name?
If you're talking beef, right?
If you're talking beef, yeah.
They're intended to be market animals, so they're intended to be butchered. And so, but yeah, this is steers, market heifers, and then they've extended it to, you know, hogs and...
Okay.
And,
so no intact boys will be in the sale because, okay, we understand. See, My parents both grew up on a farm, but I'm so far away from that now, you know, that I kind of forget my terminology. That's why I love Denise when she comes in and kind of gets me going with this, because every year at the American Royal, I used to go to the sale of champions. It was like, don't touch your ear. Don't touch your nose. You'll end up buying a $50,000 steer. So this is a premium sale to get money back to the exhibitors who put all their money into this. We are in a changing environment. I mean, I was just out and saw it. I paid $10 a pound for lunch meat ham at the Trader Joe's in San Jose, California.
I bet you loved that, Mary.
Well, you know what? I like my pig, mm-hmm, and I like my beef, but it's amazing how this anti-animal movement has really taken place in a lot of places. And I was wondering, Jacob, you know, you're the young, new, fresh face of raising animals for consumption. Did you name your steer Prime Rib? I mean, what did you name him? I just is curious. Is, you know.
So I have a red steer, so we just call him Papa Red.
Okay.
And so, yeah, nothing special.
Okay, red Angus. But, I mean, can you give a commentary? There's nothing wrong with being a vegan or a vegetarian. People have the perfect right to choose that. I got to tell you, though, I ate a lot of seaweed while I was out there, and it wasn't nearly as good as the hamburger I had at the 4th of July barbecue. So I'm wondering, what do you think is the future of, like, beef production in the United States?
I think that beef production is only going to get bigger because it is just a great source of a protein, and that I believe that real meat and beef, you know, pork, chicken, that's the way things should be going, and I think it'll get stronger.
And Jacob brought up a great point, right? First of all, Mary, way to put him on the hot seat. Holy cow.
Well,
second,
you didn't think it was going to be easy, did you, Jacob?
We want to make sure that, like Jacob alluded to, in addition to beef and hogs, there are chickens, there are goats. Yes. Sometimes there's, what did we have? Was there an ostrich one time?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, if
turkeys?
Yes.
Anything you can raise for consumption, anything that's part of agriculture.
And one per one kid, right? It's not like, because we have so many young adults show cattle, show hogs. And how amazing is that? One. You get one in this because we are so blessed to have such great support in this market animal sale that they are high dollars. I mean, it is, I just get chills thinking about the people, individuals, the businesses who invest into our kids this way. I mean, on that flyer, Mary, it says premium sale because of the concept. But let's be honest, it is premium also in the financial aspect of it as well. And to see that type of thing go on right here in Adams County, wow, how humbling. Yeah. And to see Jacob take that money year after year, invest into his herd, and now graduate and go into the ag industry is exactly, like, don't say this out loud and don't hold me to this, Jacob. It's the picture perfect idea of what we want out of this market animal sale.
Because it is hard to get started in the business when you're younger. You're fortunate you have a family, you know, kind of to go into. But one of the things that they talk about is how difficult it is for somebody who doesn't already have land or doesn't already have a family member in the business to break into agriculture. You know, it is difficult. So the more people that you can, you know, help and bring along, and there may be somebody that in your wheelhouse that, you know, can come along and partner with you in the future. Because the genetics of these animals, I mean, when you start doing this and breeding for better meat development or better milk development or, you know, leaner product in your hog or whatever, or better, you know, better meat tasting for your turkeys or whatever, it takes generations to really see that happen as far as generations of the animals, right?
Yeah, and it is very complicated with, you know, some of the different breedings and whatnot. And that's a whole nother subject and category to get into.
Well, please, I'm not willing to even start talking about that since I don't understand. I just know there's one cow in Brazil that is the most valuable cow in the world or something like that.
Well, Mary, we're not world travelers like you, so I can't say we've been to Brazil lately. But another point I want to make sure that we bring up for Jacob is that he has a younger sister, McKenna, as well. And I've seen her show, right? You know that you are leading within your own home, and Jacob is doing that, as well as other friends of his that have youngsters. And I think that's just the beauty of not only the sale, but 4-H in general, or shows within our local fairs, is to see the generations time and time again to be able to succeed beyond what happens at the fair, just gets you right in the
field. I know. I can tell you. Well, I do. I love to go to any fair, Adams County Fair or any fair, and I like to go into the judging area when they're judging. Now, I may not really understand it, but I was at a beef judging not too long ago, a couple of months ago, and they were talking about how, the cow's legs were too short in the front, you know, or something like that. You're trying to, you know, if you're going to be improving the breeding on this, try to get that slope, you know, so it's more level. And talking about, you know, how big the haunches were, and, you know, things that people can understand, people that know any, you know, can see. And I'm sitting there thinking, wow, these judges are very picky, very, very picky about these animals and everything. But they know, they can see beneath the skin how it's muscled, how it's, you know, they can imagine what the marbling's like. This is all part of the showmanship. It's not just as, I took my girlfriend to a horse show one time, and after the third class, she said, is it just the same thing over and over again? I go, what do you mean? She goes, well, it's just the same horses. I said, no, there's been three different sets of horses. She goes, they all look the same to me. When you go to an Angus show, sometimes I think that can be that way. It's just big black box. But there is a lot to learn, and city slickers should come and bring their kids down and see people like you show animals.
Yeah, and I just want to say it is truly amazing what this market animal sale does for us. There is a lot of work that is done at home with, you know, like we have show steers and cattle. So there's just a ton of work that we put into these calves. It's twice a day, washing, feeding, practicing with them to get them ready for the show ring. And there is a lot of work that goes into it. And then for these businesses to come in and support us, you know, I want to invite all the prior businesses that have came and invite them back again, because we are super happy that you guys see the value of coming and supporting us. But then I also want to encourage new businesses to come out, because the more people that we can get here and make this bigger and better, it only shows the support to the youth and people like me and my sister, or all the younger kids around the area. We are the youth of agriculture. We are the future, and I think that it is so important that we, these businesses and these older people show us support, because, like I said, we are the future, so we are going to make a difference.
Man, yeah.
He's
Jacob
good.
Davis.
No wonder he's the beef ambassador, Jacob Davis. This is going to be on Tuesday, July 30th, 5 o'clock at the Adams County Fairgrounds. Denise, if somebody's not already involved and they want to be a sponsor, they want to put up one of these premiums, who should they call?
Well, you would be happy to call me. I mean, I've just thought that through, and maybe I shouldn't give my personal cell phone out on the air. But
you want to give Rob Tedros instead?
Right.
But let's give Rob's instead. Rob Tedrow, 257-5159. I know Rob's a pork guy, right?
Yeah, so I think that's what's another cool point, is that our committee members are represented by all different
It's all
divisions.
Agriculture.
But the best way, honestly, if you want to learn more, show up on Tuesday at 5 o'clock. We have so many people there ready to serve you, both committee and youth, that will help educate you throughout the process. We have tons of people sign up the day of to become new bidders. We'll get you a bid number. We'll explain how it's done. And it's okay to not know, right? This concept it was new to me when I first got it on the committee, right? I mean, it's a really neat concept. And so we will help you. But show up 5 o'clock on Tuesday at the Adams County Fair in the new sheep barn. They do a great job. Sheep. I forgot to mention sheep earlier.
I said sheep.
Okay. Well, I wasn't listening to you, Mary. No. I'm just kidding. Come be part of this community event. And it's great for networking for businesses, too. I mean, there is time to connect with other people in the ag industry, to ask questions, to learn more. So a networking opportunity is great for that as well. But it's kids like Jacob. This is what it's all for.
Okay, Jacob.
And I did want to say, even if you don't get an animal bought too, there's always add-on bids that you can, and I wanted to mention that, so you can also add on to a certain individual or, you know, animal, to where if you don't get it bought, you can still make a donation there as
and
well.
And you still get recognized for that.
You still get the piggy, or even if you don't get the whole pig.
Yeah, I mean, you might want fried up a little bit. But and that's what's cool, too, is that if you come with a budget and you don't want to necessarily spend that all on one, spread it out between the kids. And like I said, our person who's running the mic will be able to give you a little bit of recognition in that way, too.
That will be great. And you will be showing these animals and showing off your hard work as you take them literally, you know, for many 4-H kids from birth until they're market ready. Some kids buy their animals, but that's the other thing. You know, get your kids up to the Adams County Fair and see what's possible. Even if you live in town, you might be able to have chickens or rabbits or something like that. You know, it's kind of hard to have a cow in town, but you never know what's going to happen. Tuesday, July 30th, 5 p.m., Adams County Fair, the premium sale for the market animals. Again, you're not actually going to walk away with the beef or the cow or the sheep, but you're going to help a student who is going to reinvest that in their agricultural business as they head on to college and decide what they want to be when they grow up. And a lot of them are choosing agricultural careers, and we certainly do need that. Support the Adams County Fair. Anything else for the good of the cause, Denise?
The fair starts tonight, yes. So we've got busy shows ahead. Of course, 4-H and open shows all the way before this Tuesday. Yeah. So if you're not able to attend Tuesday, you can still support Youth and Ag by showing up for one of the many shows that happens, because we're just so dang proud of them.
The horse show's going on right now.
You
and I'm missing
correct.
It. Darnation. Denise, you're too old to be the fair queen, and so am I, but we can be honorary fair queens again this year, okay?
For
I've got my tiara. I'll send up.
So
Jacob,
pretty.
Delightful to meet you. Oak Furniture Gallery for all your oak furniture needs.
Free and delivery from Jacob.
Free delivery from Jacob, a big, strong man. It's that oak furniture is heavy. That's not that plastic fiberboard crap we buy everywhere else. That stuff is good stuff.
Oh, no, it's good quality.
It's good quality.
He's been practicing by taking care and pulling his calves. He gets ready for that from all of that lifting of
okay.
that oak furniture.
You know, another thing, people who think that animals are mistreated by farmers. Farmers make their living making sure their animals are healthy and happy. So trust me, they probably get better taken care of than some kids.
Oh, especially these show animals. I mean,
especially Red Papa. Probably spoiled, right?
Oh, he's spoiled. I mean,
how do you get him
to baths? Behave? Two baths a day. You know,
he smells better than Jacob.
Oh, probably. I mean, we baby our animals, and but it's awesome, and we just appreciate it all.
Okay, well, come out and see Big Red Papa and Jacob, and Jacob Davis, and that is July 30th, Tuesday night, 5 o'clock at the Adams County Fair in the Sheep Barn, the premium sale. Thank you so much, Denise. Thank you, Jacob. We'll do it all again tomorrow, right here on the Mary Griffith Show.